from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This election has taken a worrying twist.
The campaign heats up.
Whoever wins has to defuse the tension in this country.
But we can't forget what they did.
Every move, every breaking event.
I trust the sky to get it right.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. All right, here's the deal. So Hillbilly Elegy tops Netflix. I mean, this movie came out years ago. What, like 2016, something like that, 2018? It's been out for a while. And I watched it when it first came out, and I watched it again yesterday.
Right.
And wow, it is what insight, what a past he came from. What a really honest kind of a movie. I doubt that if you knew you were going to be like a vice president or a possible presidential candidate someday, that maybe you would have been quite so honest with telling your story. But I think that's the nature of J.D. Vance. And if you watch the story, it does fit perfectly. So Hillbilly Elegy is getting a lot more runs on Netflix now. A lot of people checking it out.
No, I got to watch it.
But I got to be fair.
Okay.
I got to give some love.
Really?
Have you ever seen the HBO show Veep?
You know, I've seen clips from it. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, it's V-E-E-P. And it's the same woman who was Seinfeld. Okay, plays the Veep.
Okay.
She is hands down hilarious. The writing is fantastic. The performances are incredible. I'm telling you, it's really a top-notch job. The problem is, what we're seeing today unfolding is like an episode of Veep.
So reality,
starring Kamala Harris.
Reality is mirroring fiction.
Yeah. Mirroring art. Life mirroring art.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
She sure is. And boy, does she fit this role. And it is. It is hilarious. And the people around her, I mean, that, I don't know. They hit home runs all the time. But, so you look at J.D. Vance's real life story from book to movie, Hillbilly Elegy.
Right.
And that's before he even became a senator. And now he's on the vice presidential ticket. So what an awesome story. That is America. Only in America could that story be real. Veep is satire. It's supposed to be funny.
Wow.
It's supposed to be over the top things and how she deals with issues.
Kinda
all
crazy,
around her.
Almost crazy a little bit.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
But it's hilarious. But in this case, it does reflect a little too closely as to what we're seeing now.
That's funny.
Vice President Kamala Harris suddenly thrust into the spotlight as a Democrat's likely nominee in the race for White House. Interest is surging in HBO's Veep, the Emmy Award-winning series whose fictional storyline bears remarkable similarities to President Joe Biden's decision to exit the campaign and endorse his second-in-command. Streaming viewership for season one of the series, which ran between 2012 and 2019, jumped more than 350% on Monday.
Wow.
Viewers watched a total of 2.2 million minutes of the series on Monday, compared with just a day earlier when it had 486,000 viewing minutes. Wow.
So are you telling us that the deep state is a fan of this show and thought, what a great idea? Let's do it. They'll never see it coming. Just asking. Just asking.
Or maybe it was just we needed over-the-top, ridiculous, political, entertaining show because some of the stuff we're going to pull, we need to make it seem like it's not ridiculously over-the-top. So you need to take it up a notch or two.
Mm.
In Veep, fictional U.S. Senator Selina Meyer, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, runs for president but loses the nomination, settles for becoming vice president. But when her boss resigns in the show's second season, Meyer moves into the Oval Office. It's not the first time the presidential campaign has revived interest in an earlier work. When former President Donald Trump announced he had picked Senator J.D. Vance, well, that's when we had the whole hillbilly elegy, is now one of Amazon's top bestsellers and most watched as of recently. But yeah, if you haven't seen Veep, it is hilarious. It's hilarious, but if your lefty friends catch you watching it, they're not going to think it's so funny. It really is a very well done show. I just wish it was just a show and just satire.
And not what we're living right now.
Not what we currently could be experiencing.
That's weird. Really weird.
It is. Did I tell you what the top story is? In my mind, one of them.
What's that?
Well, we got the Prime Minister of Israel here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Benjamin Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. And he's going to speak to Congress. But nobody of any high rank was really there to receive him at the airport, and they're not going to be there for the speech. And I think that sends a terrible signal to one of our best allies. I mean, Kamala is in this transitional state, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that this would be the time to really, I mean, reach out?
Look presidential.
Exactly.
I mean, she wants, they're tried to get him to step down so she can be the president for a while because that will help her. So be
so
presidential.
Act presidential, yes. And instead she's running away to a sorority party, basically.
Yes.
And that's, yeah, that's not going to bode well.
That's more her crowd.
And I know what she's worried about or what people are telling her.
What's that?
If you even look slightly cozy to Israel, look, they had a big sit-in or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
In Capitol Hill with the anti-Israel group.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the pressure's on. And all the folks, the squad-like folks that are, you know, living in the Detroit area, they're kind of holding their vote over her head.
Hmm. And you got people holding their money. I mean, we keep hearing about how she's raised $100 million, but you've done stories the last 2 days on some big ones who are going, I'll vote for her, but I am not throwing my money behind her.
Well, and it's going to get a little tricky. I don't know that they really have great grounds that they're going to be able to stop it, but they're just changing the funding over at the Joe Biden campaign. No, let's just hit scratch
Kamala.
Joe,
yeah,
Kamala,
right.
And nobody be the wiser. Well, they are, and the Trump folks are already filing stuff for the FEC, but they won't do an injunction. No. The bylaws don't work that way. There could be penalties after the fact. It's not going to slow them down. That's why I haven't spent a lot of time on it. All men are created equal.
Okay.
They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Yes.
That among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment's pretty clear. You know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Shall not.
What does Kamala Harris think about this particular right?
We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence.
Terror.
Will finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
And that will stop all violent crimes, and the utilization of a gun in those violent crimes, right?
Well, look at England. I mean, look, nobody dies anymore now that they got rid of guns, right?
Now people get stabbed to death, though, all the time.
Well, what about Australia? I mean, they took their guns away, literally took their guns away.
Yeah, and their crime rates went up, too.
Man, you're not really helping me out here with this theory.
No.
Huh.
I just, I like to mention the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Because it says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator. So, first of all, that's not about, politics being played by race or gender.
No.
Right? So it eliminates that.
Yeah.
But it also brings in the creator.
Oh, they don't like that.
Two things that the left just does not like.
God and guns?
Yep.
America.
It's 8:15. Can you smell it? Smells good. It's let's call it 8:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. BLM is not happy about this whole Kamala thing. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.